he's gonna get fucking a movie now. He's gonna get a book deal. How I crashed my Lamborghini. We're fucking done. Give me that money, that little fucking prick. Give me that. You know what I'd do with that money? I'd hire somebody to wipe my mother's ass. That's what I would do with that money. Because they got too much, too fast. Don't you understand? These are the role models we have, bro. These are the little fucking shitheads. It's over. It's over. And I'm the fucking band. We're the Titanic. We are sinking. And I'm the band entertaining you people while we are... I'm 53. I'm breaking my fucking head. Two jobs. I'm wearing a fucking clip-on tie. And this little prick has the world by the balls and his balls are... What's he got problems? Is it a disease? Was he abused when he was... Fuck him! Let him crash! Let him fucking die! And if I saw him crash and die, I would pull over and eat popcorn while I see his fucking brains hanging from the fucking radiator. Fuck Justin Bieber!
We are here. We are live, people. Ladies and gentlemen, G5G4 Radio. And let's start via satellite from where, Mr. GPS?
Oh, Winco, PA.
Winco, PA, watching his son get a yellow belt. It's going to happen. Somebody's going to be breaking boards tonight. Mr. GPS, good evening, sir.
Good evening to all. What is going on?
Yes, and of course, live via satellite from the MTV crib in Landenburg, PA, is a teacher extraordinaire, sometimes PIMP, Mr. Cortez. Good evening, sir.
Hey, what's up, baby? What's going on, folks?
Big shout out to Miss Linda Everett and her birthday today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right on.
Bravo, bravo. 21 again, yes?
Yes.
Keep saying that because if not, she's going to whoop your ass, so.
Yeah, Everett, that's one thing. Never ask a woman her age.
That would be the last thing you would remember. Soundboard, let's do it. All right, let's start off with a nice story of love, romance, children, and lawyers. So, think of it this way, fellas. When you're with a woman, everything works out well, you get married, and you have a kid, and things don't go right, and then you kind of divorce. Did you ever think that you would divorce for, you know, irreconcilable differences? That would be usually the case, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
yeah.
We got a new category now. Instead of irreconcilable differences, this man here is getting divorced, and the reason being, because his child is ugly. That's one ugly baby. That's what this guy said. Well, I'm here to tell you. In China, or this guy, his name is Jian Feng. And of course, speaking of China, of course, Happy New Year. It's the year of the horse. So, you know, I'm doing my part and I'm ordering Chinese food, but never mind. This gentleman, Jian Feng of China, married a woman of his dreams and went on to have a child. Now, when the child was born, he noticed that the child was very bad looking. He said, "I married my wife out of love, but as soon as we had our first daughter, we began having marital issues."
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. It goes on here. Here's the quote of the day. "Our daughter was incredibly ugly to the point where it horrified me."
Oh.
Damn, what he's saying is that the baby was in an ugly tree and hit every branch going down. Mm. Man.
Wow.
Now, after confronting the wife who will leave nameless about the daughter's ghoulish appearance, the woman spilled the awful truth. She was a straight zero who wanted to desperately become a 10. So what did she do? She spent thousands of dollars on plastic surgery.
For who?
For herself.
Really?
Yes, sir. Spend thousands.
Disturbing. That's kind of disturbing.
Yeah. So you think of yourself as a zero, so what do you do to cure that? You spend thousands of dollars on plastic surgery.
up a little bit, my vocals. I hypnotize your eyes and then you recognize that the sparkle of my chrome shoes paralyzed. Getting money like this, people want my vibe. Full of jealousy and pride, hate the way I ride. Sometimes you speak, sometimes you don't. Figure this nigga souped up, cause he cooped up. Guaranteed to rip shit soon as it's looped up. Your nigga slept, swear your girl's panties wasn't wet. I'm a star, double addict, the double R. Never struggle hard to lead a bubble scar. Not the car, it's the man, daddy cool, put it down. No comparing me to y'all, niggas are circus clowns. L ain't worth paper. Ask Russell Simmons who put him up in that skyscraper. Ask my dog Zephyr Fubu who made a major. LL nigga, now who's next to need a favor? Drop a bomb on him. Remain calm on him. Pierce the nipples, throw the LL charms on him. Keep gangster shit pumping through my system. When my strobe lights flash, you can't miss him. Listen. About a buck, pumping mob in the Cadillac truck. Don't give a fuck. Chrome tint, gold digging broads getting bent. We can fuck, but you ain't getting 10 cents. Who want it? Lay the facts out until the cat's out. Stretch your back out, sweat your tracks out. Blow out your weed. You wake up in the morning to a note, nigga had to leave. Be easy. You should have teased me instead of being sleazy. I wouldn't do you greasy. Come across more flaws than gold teeth. I learned you can't eat if you hold beef with niggas underneath. Still, I'ma lyrically hold it down. L back in town, case the bell sound for the second round. Some of these old cats is funny. Fuck who's legendary, I'm trying to get this money. Drop a bomb on them. And pour a dom on them. Soon as the track come on, I transform on them. Keep gangster shit pumping through my system. Strobe lights flash, you can't miss them. Listen. Might claim they do. They know I'm catching bodies. Go ahead, name a few. After I bleach you, I get a donut. Don't want no blood up on my cold shoes. Lord have mercy, these rookies got it confused. You thought you caught me slipping, I was falsely accused. I'm sleeping with my eyes wide shut like Tom Cruise. They wishing an impossible mission to see me lose. Player, time to choose. All I hate is on the left. You hoping and praying you get to hear me take my last breath. Lyrically, but I gang bang the track. Chop slang like crack. 100 keys a month. You fucking up G-packs, nigga. Invincible, unstoppable. Y'all niggas ain't ill, you're illogical. This is L, the pigeon thriller. Dream fulfiller, a little something for your ice thriller. Drop a bomb on them. When it's time to attack, quiet storm on them. Hold your nuts and keep your palms on them. Keep gangster shit pumping through my system. When my strobe lights flash, you can't miss them. Listen.
The bad part about it is you wind up having ugly babies. Mm-hmm. So her appearance all of a sudden after the surgery dramatically improved. The marriage continued to deteriorate to the point where the man filed a lawsuit. Yes, he filed a lawsuit. And he said, when you are in a true relationship, you tell your spouse everything, past, present, and future. If not, then you don't respect them. But now, the whole deal is he's suing his wife for the substantial total of $120,000. Damn, ugly babies do pay the price, don't they? Mr. Cortez, your thoughts?
Well, I don't know why he's suing, to be honest, man. I mean, he married this woman because I guess he thought she was the creme of the creme, and then to find out, you know, you gotta read between the lines when you sign on to something like that.
I guess so. I guess he kinda like forgot that part, you know?
I guess he did, man. Now he wanna sue her. I mean, shoot, my attitude is this: how ugly is this baby? Is there any pictures out there of this baby?
I'm from what I'm seeing here, no, but I'm kind of scared to even see it. You know, I don't want to know. It could look like that damn thing from that, what's that, Lord of the Rings thing? It could look like that. Mm. Do you really want to see something like that?
No, I'm just wondering, Max. I think
that it's kind of soon to say that the baby is... It's kind of soon to comment on the baby's...
Say it. That's ugly. Ugly.
I mean, they all look a little funny when they first come out.
A little
funny.
And
then funny. They, you know, some of them are going to smooth right on out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just kind of what happens.
It kind of what happens. Yes, I can understand that, you know, babies need a little time to develop and everything like that. Their facial features and everything else. Okay, that's cool. That's understandable. But no, what this guy's saying, like, look, this baby's just straight up booty. Straight up ugly. I mean, what are your thoughts with this, Mr. GPS?
I think it's a little soon for him to say that, you know, this baby is just ugly. I mean, if somebody held him in water in the dark for 9 months, how would he look?
Very good point.
You know, and then the sunlight hits you, you start getting some food, and you smooth right on out.
You make it sound like it's like a painting or something like that. If it's a little rough around the edges, you could just add a little touch-ups here and there and smooth it on out.
That's kind of what it is. I mean, for example, mm-hmm. you look at my son.
Yes.
You look at Cortez's daughter.
Yes.
They're spitting images of us. So, you know, they're off to the best possible start that they could ever have in life.
There you go. Of course, you know, everybody should be that gifted. You know, we are gifted people, except it just didn't make its way to the other side of the continents.
Now, over here, you know, it may take a little bit more work, but...
Mm-hmm.
I think he's jumping the gun. I think he just needs to relax. You know, everybody mm-hmm. go to their respective corners, and let's work on this thing.
Okay. All right. Well,
that's on top of that, man. This gets me.
Mm-hmm.
When brother was hitting this man, he wasn't thinking about all that, man. He got in, did what he needed to do, and got on out, man.
But I'm gonna take a phrase from your past, Mr. Cortez. He was bamboozled. He was hoodwinked. This man was led astray.
Run amok.
He was run amok. Run amok, muck, amok, amok, amok.
See, I don't think so, man, because when he was hitting us, I'm sorry, but when you out here sexing, sometimes some cats, they don't care how the chick look anymore in some situations.
Had a couple beers and everything like that. That's true.
He was just hitting anything he's seen. Now, all of a sudden, don't cry now, man. You went out here, hit some chick, and find out the baby don't look that hot, man.
He should have done... I'm going to say these two last things, and then we're going to finally move on from this. First of all, maybe if there was some issues with her face and everything, what should he have done? Skeet, 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 and the little facey. That's one. And then the other thing, which we all know, when it comes down to throwing down, it's all the same in the dark. Unless if you have double teeth. Never mind.
Wow.
For the club, yeah. Sometimes for the ladies, yeah. But this one for my thug. Because niggas wanna drive by the hood and dunk. Come on, stupid, I clap up from your hood to the trunk. Foot on the floor, back on the wall, good with the pump. Blast through your stomach, stupid, you could look through your lunch. Is this what you want? Niggas that's clapping at priests. Running the streets, lawless, blasting police. Sticking Furbies out the window, snatching your knees. And nah, we don't just rap, we clap for you back. With the twin eagle, B Seagull and Bleak. And I got the whole city ready to throw toast with me. I'm love. Niggas wanna throw slugs for Jigga. All they need is a reason to show love for Jigga. Niggas wanna go back to back to both of our gas clack. Till we reload in 3 seconds flat, I'm back. Niggas aim at your hat. Then we entered in your shoulder. Then we exit out your back. Gangsta nigga. I flow hard for the streets. Sicker for the clubs. Sometimes for the ladies. But this is for my thugs.
My thug, niggas slug, niggas. Hit your whip up, perform your cage, the other four in your-
pump that. Stay in the game. For my beef, I towed up. Sit low in the seat. My weed, I roll up. Smoke one in the hand. Gun between my stomach and leg. Yeah, I'm thugging the street. You don't want nothing with Bleak. It's rocker. Fella for life. You know that shit. Get your ones, get your guns, nigga. Throw that shit.
I flow hard for the streets. Sicker for the clubs. Sometimes for the ladies. But this is for my thugs.
With my thug, niggas, slug, niggas.
To my gift head bitches, my suck pussy niggas, supply cookie niggas. Yo, I live for the streets, I die for the streets. Like I spit for beats, like I ride for my peeps. Yo, I love this damn shit, but bitch, I been gutter. Before can I get it in double XL covers? I thought I heard somebody say they want some hardcore. I like everything from my dick to my bars raw. Yeah, is my street niggas not to this? Nah. My street bitches not into this. Yeah, I rap like my thugs do up in the tunnel. You know the rock too, itchy finger to tussle. This territory locked, no more room in this hustle. Check the sound scan, we getting platinum plaques and bundles. Verses, I lie down, they never die down. Once the crowd ride down, I fire another round.
I flow hard for the streets, sicker for the clubs. Sometimes for the ladies, but this is for my thugs.
With my thug niggas, slug niggas, tear the club niggas.
That'll go through your Jeep. You know, controlling the street. Beanie, Seagull, Hove, and Bleak. I keep rope in the baby mat. Don't get your lady snatched. Coming out that baby gap. Fucking with a crazy cat. I know you wanna lay me flat. Shit, plenty niggas wanna pay me back. Went on stick ups. Turned out ambulance pickups. For the soft and the cook up. They lost when they looked up. Why you think I roll with the rock? Shit, everybody I roll with Hashi. Everybody I roll with got. Stopping me from taking over blocks. West Coast style, SK with the shoulder stock. Or the Era 15. I spray on your team. 4 pound, heckling cotch. You echo your block. Setting all Viper alarms. Striking your mom. Rockefeller Dynasty. Got your ass right on. I flow hard for the street. Sicker for the clubs. Sometimes for the ladies. But this is for my thugs.
With my thug niggas, slug niggas. Tear the club niggas. My I don't give a fuck niggas. It's all love niggas.
In the news again, and this is serious. He was arrested in Miami for drag racing and driving under the influence. Police Chief Ray Martinez says Bieber was belligerent when he was pulled over and was also charged with resisting arrest without violence.
Is he dead? Did he get killed? That little fucking punk? Unbelievable. Fuck him. Fuck, we're done. Don't you understand? We're done as a nation. This guy, he's gonna get fucking a movie now. He's gonna get a book deal. How I crashed my Lamborghini. We're fucking done. Give me that money, that little fucking prick. Give me that. You know what I'd do with that money? I'd hire somebody to wipe my mother's ass. That's what I would do with that money. Because they got too much, too fast. Don't you understand? These are the role models we have for all these other little fucking shitheads. It's over. It's over. And I'm the fucking band. We're the Titanic. We are sinking. And I'm the band entertaining you people while we are. I'm 53. I'm breaking my fucking ass. Two jobs. I'm wearing a fucking clip-on tie. And this little prick has the world by the balls on his trouser. What's he got problems? Is it a disease? Was he abused when he was there? Fuck him. Let him crash. Let him fucking die. And if I saw him crash and die, I would pull over and eat popcorn while I see his fucking brains hanging from the fucking radiator. Fuck Justin Bieber.
Damn.
Hold that thought. I'm coming right back here. Gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Sorry about that. My celebration of the Chinese New Year just arrived at the door. So.
All right.
Yes, sir. So, Mr. Cortez, your thoughts about that commentary, and also about the newest issue where his airplane was stopped in a New Jersey airport and searched because it might have marijuana in it. Damn.
Well, I'm not shocked at all, man. Is this what's been happening? I think when you don't have a hot album out, then you at this point you cannot be protected anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but yeah, Justin Bieber, he ain't hot. He's not hot like he used to be. So when he was hot, I think a lot of people covered a lot of stuff up when he was hot. I really believe a lot of his peoples and a lot of the you know, the law enforcement agencies was covering up a lot of his craziness, man. But now, you know, he's not what he used to be.
Mm-hmm. And just to add on, he was detained at the Teterboro Airport in New Jersey. Where is Teterboro, Mr. GPS?
Right over there on 46, right off the turnpike.
Close to what town?
Newark.
Close to Newark. Okay.
T-Net.
Gotcha.
Leonia.
Close to Tenek.
Rutherford.
I see. Well, it seemed that he might have been flying high. Who knows? But the cabin was searched. And the reason why, because there might have been a strong odor of cannabis, maybe. So U.S. Customs checked and noticed that the pungent pot smell and ordered a drug dog to come and sniff for the contraband. So the pup started poking around. Second dog was called in to join the hunt. And, of course, Mr. Bieber was isolated from his father and other members of his entourage and escorted away from the aromatic aircraft for further investigation. I don't know what's going on here, Mr. GPS. All I know is this. It's been going on Facebook, and I am proud to say that myself, as well as Mr. Cortez, the whole G team here, has signed the petition for deportation of Justin Bieber. Barack, it's up to you now. Mr. GPS.
Man, look, Justin's got to pump his brakes, man, for real. It's a lot of drama. It's really unnecessary and needless. Just got to be cool, dude. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
You got all that money, and you don't know what to do?
Guess not, man. I mean, I would say, hey, look, if you got all that money, why don't you give us some dollars? We know how to use it.
I don't think I got to find that money is going to disappear the next couple of months.
You might be right.
Yeah. Got to pay all those legal fees and all that, man.
Yeah, man. So
it messed up.
I used to hear all kind of rap groups before sampling loops. Rappers wore bell-bottom Lee suits.
Are you okay?
Yo, looks like I won't be needing that job.
Sucker!
It seems like this whole week, Jersey is the epicenter of everything. One, because of the another topic, which I'll talk about shortly, Mr. Justin Bieber, of course, and our favorite governor, Governor Fatboy. And the clip that I talked about earlier was from the NY Daily News, and so was this one. And this is a shocking news story. The reason being is because the governor supposedly has been it's been verified that he knew about the Washington Bridge closings during the whole shutdown. So something tells me, people, we might be seeing the last of the governor. He might be on his way out. Mr. Cortez.
Because Republicans can do no wrong.
Ah.
He's safe, man. He probably going to get more. They say he's getting more endorsement deals now. He had more private donations because of what he did. Because they're saying they like a lot of people like the way he handled the situation, which, you know, I don't think he did. I don't think he really handled it. I think he's been dodging.
Yeah, I guess he has been. Like, you know, one of the comments that he said is like, I would have never came out here 4 or 5 weeks ago and made a joke about these lane closings if I had any inkling that anyone on my staff would have been so stupid. Now, this was back on the 9th of January. So it seems like now there's more proof that he really was involved in this. So, Mr. GPS, are Christie's days numbered?
I'm going to say yes, because, okay, let's put this out there. You're a bad motherfucker. You can block up the bridge. You can block off the George Washington Bridge,
mm-hmm.
First of all.
Yes.
Second of all, there is no way you didn't know with the amount of phone calls and emails that probably went out from the mayor to you, about rectifying this problem. So you knew. I don't care. You can say that you didn't know. You knew.
Right.
If you were trying not to know, well, it's one thing, but you knew. But, yeah, he's done. He can't do stuff like that, man. He can't oppress the people and say you're here to help the people. Come on.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So, sir.
We kind of knew his personality to begin with, man. He seemed like the type of cat. He just rolls up and just started, you know, he seems very aggressive, very, very, you know, even at the press conferences, man, he seemed to be belittling people and everything, man. That kind of told me that he was a very vindictive person to begin with.
So, are you saying that he's a bully?
Yes, he is a 200, maybe 300 pound
maybe
bully.
300 pound.
Bully.
You should have said 300, maybe more bully.
Oh, yeah, man. So, I don't know.
Okay.
I need to be quiet before he closes the bridge where I live at. If he shuts the bridge down where I live at.
He's going to come by your house. He's gonna come by your house. He's like, fuck that Chad Everett. Fuck him.
Probably block my driveway, man, to keep me out.
Yeah, he'll just block it by standing out there. That's all it will do. But either way. I don't know. I say his days might be numbered. I might be going with GPS here. So we'll have to see what happens here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Marl in the house tonight. They just came from off tour, and they want to tell you a little story about where they come from.
You love to hear the story again and again of how it all got started way back when. The monument is right in your face. Sit and listen for a while to the name of the place.
The bridge.
Hip hop was set out in the dark. They used to do it out in the park. Every place they said his name, it rang an alarm. Otherwise known as Mean T. Tom. A brother who's known for his rap, Jabby Jack. Larry Ladd, third least not last. A cool brother by the name of Gas. Faith Brothers made you get loose. They was down with a brother called Cousin Bruce. They used to jam in the center. You had to pay so you could enter. Go to the door, get frisked just in order to get in. And if you wasn't from this town, then you couldn't fight and win. But every time they had a jam, they couldn't get no peace. So that's why the jams out there in the parks, they had to seize, cause you was in
the bridge.
Why don't you wise up, show all the people in the place that you are bright. Make this here one jam that you do not start no fight. Cause that is one thing that we all must see done. And if you start some shit, your ass had bet to run. Cause you're in
the bridge.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Mall in the house tonight.
from off tour. They want to tell you a little story about where they come from. They just came from off tour. They want to tell you a little story about where they come from.
It seems, like I said, the stars are aligning in a certain way. The whole conglomerate of things are coming and unifying in New Jersey. And the most biggest thing that's uniting all of us this weekend is one special thing. Yes! The Super Bowl! In New York / New Jersey, the Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks. No Eagles, sorry. But we'll be there in spirit because the Seahawks are like our Northwestern brothers in arms with wings. So, either way, if you believe that bullshit, then you're good. But are we going to have any kind of festivities here, Mr. Cortez, for the Super Bowl?
I'm supposed to be going on my in-laws at Super Bowl.
All right. Yeah, the 60-inch TV?
Yes. I seen it the other day, man. It's okay. Just like being in a movie theater, man, somewhat.
Nice. So did you have to put the bracket and everything on it or no?
No, he took care of all that. My father-in-law did all that himself, man. Oh. So I didn't really have to help him install it or anything. So
you just organized and everything.
I didn't do that either.
You didn't do shit.
I just sat around and just relaxed.
Jesus, good son-in-law. Didn't do shit. All right, I like that. Super Bowl time. That's how it has to be. And remember, everybody, and this statistic is very true. This day and also on Thanksgiving is the most popular day that police calls get or that police departments get calls of domestic violence. So if your girl decides to yell touchdown for the opposing team, don't clock her, okay? Because you might go to jail. Mr. GPS, your thoughts for Super Bowl Sunday?
I see there's going to be a domestic call as my wife gets in my way while I'm watching the game, for sure.
Whoa! Jesus! You're so violent, sir. What happened?
Now, I'm going to have my alcohol, I'm going to have my food, and I'm going to be left alone.
Oh, my God. So,
I'm going in the company of my family or family and friends, or hell, just my own company.
Oh, so in other words, no silly questions.
If she get in the way.
Speak up, sir.
You got to do.
Once again, sir.
Do what you got to do. I give you permission for the laying of hands.
Ooh. Yeah, you believe this shit, Mr. Cortez?
Well, I'm getting away with a man of his liquor. That's what he just said. Getting away with a man of his liquor.
Damn. So is this the point where you would say Papa don't want no mess?
Hey, look. Football, food, and liquor. Leave a nigga alone.
Wow, Jesus. Come on, man.
Are you going out or you staying home?
Yeah, I'll be home.
Oh, okay. It sounds like you might be good. Well, you sound. I thought you were going out.
No. I would only do that in the house. Witnesses that way. No.
So nobody's allowed to ask you a question?
No, don't ask me nothing. Don't you ask me how I'm doing.
Damn. You're kind of gangster,
fine.
Man.
I have food, football, and liquor. I'm fine. There's nothing wrong.
So no wedded bliss, no nothing like that.
No. Now it's gonna have time to be blissful. No. Make yourself a drink, grab yourself a chair, and enjoy the festivities that are here.
Okay, Mr. Cortez, are you following the same advice as Mr. GPS here for Super Bowl Sunday?
Nah, cause I'm a designated driver, man. I can't be drinking. To be honest.
Okay. Well, what about his rules as far as no talking, no breathing, no nothing in his presence.
Well, man, the only thing I can say is, you know, I hope you got another house to go to. Hope you got another house to go to.
Oh, man. So, in other words, you're saying that that whole laying down the law might not last too long.
I don't think she's going to buy, honestly, I don't think she's going to bother you, to be honest, man. She's probably going to be watching the game herself.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, we'll see what happens. But, you know, for me, you know, just the regular, you know, watching the boob tube, and I'm going to check out the commercials and make sure they're going to have some decent commercials this year. So we'll see what happens, and we'll let you guys know what our picks were for this year. But my pick is going to be Denver 35-24. Mr. Cortez, who are you picking?
I'm going to go with the underdogs. I'm going to go with Seattle, man.
Ooh, okay. All right. Sounds good.
They might do something. They might do something that hasn't been done in a couple of years.
So, okay. Well, we got you penciled in for the Seahawks, Mr. GPS?
I'm going with Seattle as well.
Oh, okay.
Russell's been killing it this year, man. I really want to see him go ahead and take it, you know?
Gotcha. I got you on that one. So we'll see what happens. So just watch your TVs and see how everything goes. And just enjoy yourself. And just, like I said, remember, don't bother your husbands or you might get your ass whooped. But now.
I don't know about that, man. If you decide to do that, folks, you ever seen that movie, The Burning Bed?
Oh, no.
That was a good movie, man.
Yes.
I was saying that. I was like, good Lord, she did not just do that to that cat.
Now, I'll take a phrase out of GPS's book. You're telling your age, sir. Telling your age, but that's all right. In this case, that's quite
awesome. That was a damn good movie, man.
Yes, sir. Farrah Fawcett in that classic, yes.
Due to technical difficulties beyond our control, Reggie Noble's stinking ass will not be performing with us tonight.
Eric Sherman, keep it on. Yo, on the red band, keep it on. Keep it on. And you don't stop. Keep it on. And you don't stop. Keep it on. And you don't stop. Extra amateur, damager. I foes jumping off cliffs, grabbing the ass cheeks, yelling Geronimo. It ain't a problem at all, we can't solve. 360 degrees, rhymes and boulevards in charge by my entourage. I put the ram in Dodge, Ross Claw and Bumble Claw. Maintain, few remain in the game, so I remain focused and pops the main aim.
Well, it's the funk doctor, spot the Poncock lyricist. My mentality so deaf, yo, I ain't even hearing this shit. Biscuits be cocking back when I be coming. I guess they heard how I be taking MCs out by the hundreds. One tip for 2 million and the body alone, and use the microphone as my accomplice. Scientists still tripping, thinking, what the fuck is this funky fungus that grown amongst us?
Sang a few rap crews, say the same too, but can't hang two like we do. Fuck them, they better bow slow. This rhyme will go hit them real quick, cause I'm case and low. Battle rain will do this, where the fuse on the crew. See what the vet could do till you undo. She three groups, four punks, it's out of time. I box two, I knock them out at the drop of a dime.
Yo, the long face murderer, serving over 2 billion motherfuckers a day like Mickey D. Circular. Working on, shift the hour like a burglar. My crew herbia, like we never even heard of ya. Odds are evens, that I'ma be the one creeping. My new niggas check the flows of the major deacon. The bazaar, the rap nine superstar. When I step up, I pump volume like raw.
My afro blows at 360 degrees. So this makes me the light skin rich around tree. Vocabulary's very loquacious and gregarious. Pump that too, go grab a dictionary. Find words that we flip on the MKE mic. My crew be like, his style's hype. Wrong's the opposite, forget the bull. To rhyme like the K solo, give me more than a soul kick.
Come closer, while I lock it down like I'm supposed to. You battle me, you won your miter, but then you woke up. My turbulence will make peanut butter choker. Call me the Brick City stock cop broker. Y'all niggas is fools playing with hood moves. You couldn't total my amount if you sung I missed you. Dissed you, dismissed you, yeah I fixed you. Let your girl suck on the shit that I pissed through. Keep it on. Keep it on.
keep it on. Keep it on. Keep it on.
Yeah, what we doing, son?
Knocking niggas the fuck out.